It is colorful, fun, and really addictive. We're talking about the hit mobile game Candy Crush Saga. The maker of the game started trading publicly yesterday and got crushed. King Digital Entertainment's stock sank, which could be a sign that investors are losing faith in the mobile gaming market, as NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
You play Candy Crush by trying to line up at least three of the same color candies. In February, an average of 144 million daily active users got sucked into that challenge. But Candy Crush is one of more than 180 games made by King Digital Entertainment, and it alone brought in three-quarters of the company's revenue in the last quarter of 2013. Roger Kay, president of research firm Endpoint Technologies Associates, says to a lot of investors, it sounds like Farmville, the hit game by Zynga that Zynga can't seem to do again.
It's very difficult to replicate the alchemy of a great hit. Even the very same makers of that game can't necessarily come up with another one that's going to be just as popular.
Kay says the market may also be getting a little bubbly. There have been high-priced acquisitions, like Facebook's purchase of the virtual reality company Oculus VR for $2 billion. That two-year-old company has no revenue.
So people are paying a lot for what appears to be not very much.
Still, Kay says King Digital has been a profitable company since 2005. It posted over $700 million before taxes last year, and it does have a potential hit on the horizon with Farm Hero Saga, which has seen momentum and popularity since its launch in January. Laura Seidel, NPR News.